This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And good morning, Savannah, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. Well, it's a little chilly outside. I'm Carl DeMasi. It's 42 degrees, and you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report every Saturday morning here from 9 until 11 on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. Hey, I'm glad to be here. Like I said, a little chilly outside, but it's sunny, no rain. It's going to get up to probably about 60 degrees, so get out there and do something. Enjoy the weather. We got the Publix Savannah Women's 5K and half marathon going on right now in downtown Savannah. So watch where you are. Streets are closed. And once again, great event out there. Another running event put on by the city of Savannah. And who else but the jog father, Robert Espinoza from Fleet Feet Sports, coordinating that whole thing. And just a great event. Another big event, running event here in Savannah, Georgia. Well, got a good lineup. Always got a good lineup. Always playing two games here, 2 hours, 9 until 11. First game, 9 to 10. We'll start off, of course, me talking about what's going on, my show, local sports scores, national sports scores. But in the second quarter, about 9:17, we're going to have the Armstrong State University Lady Pirate new head tennis coach, Sean McCaffrey, undefeated, ranked number one in Division II, 9 out of 10 years, they're national champions. How can you not talk about the Armstrong State Lady Pirates? Undefeated, number one again, national championships year after year. But you know, I gotta send out a little my apologies to Armstrong State and the Lady Pirates tennis program, because they don't get enough ink, they don't get enough love. So we're gonna be talking to the head coach Sean McCaffrey about 9:17. Then roughly about 9:30, we got a golfing event going on Monday, giving back to the community. This man does a great job running probably, and it is, in my opinion, the best sports bar here in Savannah, Georgia, and that's Coach's Corner. Excuse me, got a little choked up on that one. And we got the Caddyshack Golf Fundraiser going on Monday. All spots are sold out. I'm shocked. I told John Henderson, and that's the man I'm talking about, John Henderson. He's giving back to the community. He's going to be on. He's going to tell us about the Caddyshack Golf Fundraiser. It's the second annual. Where they're going to give back. And I got John Henderson, the man from Coach's Corner, coming on about 9:33. Then roughly about 9:47, we're going to remember John Bach, assistant volleyball coach at St. Vincent's Academy. Did a great job with that program. Built that program up. Dawn Odom, who coached with them, the athletic director, is going to be talking to us about John Bach. They have a memorial going on at St. Vincent's Academy today at 3:30. So fourth quarter, first hour, we're going to be remembering John Bach, the assistant volleyball coach at St. Vincent's Academy. He was part of the staff that brought home the state championship, volleyball state championship at St. Vincent's with Dawn Odom. In game number two, the second hour, from 10 until 11, we're going to start off once again talking local scores, recapping what's going on. Then we get into the second quarter with the Wellington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This kid's been on fire on the soccer field. His team is undefeated. They're ranked second in the state. That's the Savannah Christian Red Raiders boys soccer program star, Junior Aaron Osborne. He'll be on it about 10:17. Then we'll go to a new segment I'm going to try. Where are they now? Former kids that have been Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athletes of the Week, or anybody that you want to tell us where they are now and they've done something good. We got Chris Rierich trying to make the San Diego Padres team. We got Ryan Waller playing for UGA. We got Hunter Newman playing for LSU. We got Dom DeMasi out there in Arizona trying to make the squad with the Cleveland Indians. We got Tyler Bachelor trying to make the squad with the New York Mets. Where are they now? Give me a call. 912-507-9158. Give me a tweet. KD Sports Report. Give me a Facebook hit. Let's talk about where are they now, the kids that have done great impact. Hey, we just watched the NCAA basketball tournament, men's and women's. Randy Freese, Cal State Northridge. They got knocked out by Stanford, but she was there from Savannah Christian. We had Chris Coakley, I'm getting excited here, from Savannah High, playing for UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham. We had Tim Kornerman playing for LSU. Once again, we got a lot of kids out there doing a lot of things. Let's find out where they are now. And we're going to talk to the former Islands High School athlete, three-sport athlete, Taylor Baham, who was just recognized by the National Christian College Athletic Association as a second team, an all-state, or rather, an all region or all NCAA second team basketball player. So you got to be excited about that. We'll talk to Taylor Baham probably about 10:33. So that's the lineup. Hopefully you can join us, whether it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or whatever it may be. Remember, you can also listen to us at ESPNCoastal.com. You can listen to us on your smartphone, ESPN Radio app, and then go to Savannah Hilton Head. And, of course, TuneIn Radio, TuneIn Radio at WSEG Sports Talk Radio. All right, let's get to the scoreboard quick. Got the Hawks. Unbelievable. It's the first time since 1993-1994 that the Hawks have clinched and are atop the conference standings. The road to the NBA Finals will go through Atlanta this year. The Hawks are short of the best record in the Eastern Conference, and so the dream season continues. They beat Miami last night, 99-86, wire to wire. They were blowing them out when I was switching back and forth channels. And the Cleveland Cavaliers lost, so the Hawks clinched the number one seed in the conference Friday night at Phillips Arena. Go Hawks. The Braves, 11-13 in the Grapefruit League down in Florida. They beat Boston last night, 4-2 in seven innings. Once again, 1 week away from opening day for the Atlanta Braves. Okay, college baseball, Armstrong State, ranked number 9, is at North Georgia today. Doubleheader, 1-3. They won last night, 2-1. These are the top two teams in the Peach Belt Conference. So Armstrong goes one up on North Georgia. The matchup of the top two teams in the Peach Belt Conference standings is heading into two games today. The Pirates are 24-5, 13-2 in Peach Belt. Now they got a half game lead over the Nighthawks, are 12-4 in the Peach Belt Conference. That'll be 1 o'clock in North Georgia. I think it's DeLonga, okay? Softball versus Young Harris home today, 1-3. And like I told you, we're going to talk to the head women's tennis coach, Sean McCaffrey, right after this, about 9:17. Women's tennis is home against Columbus State with the men's team against Columbus State at 2 o'clock. Savannah State is on the road. Softball's at Florida A&M. Baseball's at Bethune-Cookman. And the women's tennis team is home against Bethune-Cookman at 3 o'clock. SCAD, the equestrian team, is holding a International Horse Show Association zone match at Hardyville. Started 8 o'clock this morning. Once again, Hardyville, the SCAD Equestrian Center. And then right across the street or right around the parking lot, you can watch the men's lacrosse team taking on Florida Atlantic at 2 o'clock right there in Hardyville. High school scoreboard, girls soccer. Richmond Hill beats FEM 9-0. Savannah Country Day beats Wheeler County 10-0. Well, I got to give a shout out to these two girls. Nita Gordon for Richmond Hill scored 4 goals. And Emma Holzklaw for Savannah Country Day scored 4 goals. Savannah Arts Academy all over Dodge County 11-1. Grace Thompson scores 4 goals. I guess it was the night for 4 goals last night. South Effingham beat Statesboro 1-0. Sandy Creek beats Islands girls 4-1. Boys soccer, Islands beats Sandy Creek 2-1. Tyler Lee has 2 goals. Tyler Bird has 8 saves. And that 1 goal scored by Sandy Creek. Richmond Hill beats Effingham County 4-3 in overtime. That must have been a great game. Calvary in baseball. Calvary beats Johnson County 11-1. Boys tennis, Benedictine beats Jeff Davis 5-0. And in lacrosse, the 8th-ranked team in lacrosse in Class A to 5A, the Benedictine Cadets beat North Atlanta 6-4. So, once again, Benedictine lacrosse ranked number 8. In the state. PGA, Brian Harman missed the cut at the J.W. Merritt Tour Professionals course in San Antonio, the Valero Texas Open, so he's done. In the Champions Tour in the Mississippi Gulf Resort Classic, presented by C Spire, Gene Sowers is tied for 4th at 4-under. Okay, I think he's 3 off the lead. Web.com Tour, Mark Silvers makes the cut. I have no idea how to pronounce this. the Chitimacha Louisiana Open presented by Notcher. Okay, that's a tongue twister. It's in Broussard, Louisiana. Mark Silvis is tied for 63rd. He's one shot under, so he makes the cut. So that's the scoreboard. That's what we got going on. Remember, this cannot happen. Oh, well, I got to throw out my love here. Big event in Savannah, Georgia. I said I wouldn't forget about it, but running events. Okay, we got the Public Savannah Women's Half Marathon 5K race today, put on by, I think it's Girls on the Run. There should be, or what they expected was, more than 2,300 people are expected to participate in the inaugural Public Savannah Women's Half Marathon, a 5K race this morning. Started at 7 o'clock. The roads were closed at 7:30. Majority of the runners are running the 5K route, so a lot of streets will reopen at 8:30. The half marathon route will temporarily close Victory Drive at B Roads. That's right where the Truman Parkway meets Victory Drive, from 8 to 10:30. Remember, the Savannah Channel Police will be assisting that. So remember, we got the Public Savannah Women's Half Marathon Run going on, the inaugural Public Savannah Women's Half Marathon Run and 5K race, presented to you by, of course, Fleet Sports, the Jog Father, Robert Espinosa, and the Girls on the Run, director Beth Ulrich. Okay, so once again, we got to get out of here. We got to go quick. We got to talk about my sponsor. Remember, without 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region, a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, X-ray services, physical therapy in one convenient location, Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. The center is located at 210 East Arena Avenue, right here in lovely Savannah, Georgia, or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optim, O-P-T-I-M, optimhealth.com. Next up, a little tennis. Let's talk with the head man of Armstrong State's ranked number one Division II women's tennis team, Sean McCaffrey. And he's the new guy on the block, so let's hear what he's got to say. And you'll remember, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. And remember, you can listen to us on ESPNCoastal.com, or get it on your phone, the ESPN Radio app. Go to Savannah Hilton, or the TuneIn Radio app. TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, Radio app, and go to WSEG Sports Talk Savannah.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Remember, it's here every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. Well, we got a great story going on here, but yeah, I mean, everybody's got to follow these stories. And, you know, sometimes we forget about the little guys, or we don't talk about the sports that aren't national big time, like basketball. We got March Madness, or football, or baseball. But you know what? We got something special right here in Savannah. We got the Armstrong State University tennis program. Now, if you don't know about this tennis program, it's probably one of the most successful Division II programs in the United States. They've won 9 national championships in the last 10 years. We've had 7 by the ladies, 3 by the men. Okay, and you know, I understand. You know, Simon Earnshaw, the previous coach, went on to become the head coach at North Carolina State. But we got a new guy now. A new guy, because he's from New York, too. He's upstate. I'm downstate. But we got a new guy taking over the program, and he's doing a great job. The ladies are undefeated. They're ranked number 1. The men are ranked number 4. Hey, I'm excited about it. I hope you are. So joining me now on ESPN Radio Savannah and the Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, Boost Mobile, get Boost Mobile and be heard, is the new man, the new head coach of the Armstrong State University tennis program, Sean McCaffrey. Good morning, Sean.
Carl, how are you?
Hey, I'm having a lot of fun. It's Saturday morning. We're talking local sports, and I do apologize to you and your tennis program, because sometimes I tend to skip right over it, but I shouldn't, because they're ranked number 1. They're undefeated. The guys are 4th ranked. I mean, from one New Yorker to another, Sean, I do apologize.
Oh, well, we're doing pretty well so far. And you can't beat a beautiful blue sky day like this here in Savannah. So I'm excited.
I mean, you're used to this. I'm used to this. A little chilly, but the people down here aren't used to this. But tell us about Sean McCaffrey and how you wound up at being part of Armstrong State University.
Well, I started coaching high school tennis and then for about 8 years, and then went on. Some folks said, hey, you know, you should really get into the college game. So then I did about 5 or 6 years of Division III. And some folks pushed me on to Division I at Wright State University up in Dayton, Ohio. So my wife and my daughters and I, we moved out to Ohio. We were there for about 6 years. And the opportunity came available at Armstrong State. They had a reputation of just having amazing tennis programs over the years, and I had this chance. I just couldn't pass it up, and this was back in July, and now I'm here, and it's been amazing so far. It's been a real treat.
Well, it's a great place to live, Savannah, Georgia. I mean, lovely weather. You can play tennis all year round. And once again, I'm talking to Sean McCaffrey, the new head coach of the Armstrong State University tennis program. He's the head men's and women's coach, and they're off to unbelievable starts. And he's joining us on the Boost Mobile Hotline. So, Sean, I mean, you come from Dayton, Ohio. You're here in Savannah. Was there anything to get adjusted to besides a new team, or coming from Wright State and then coming here to Savannah, Georgia from Dayton, Ohio? Any kind of adjustments you had to make?
Well, from the division, I think the biggest adjustment besides the weather, which was just a real nice break from having the snow from prior, in Dayton, Ohio, and before that in the Vermont, New Hampshire area, and then before that from New York. So I've continually moved my way into better weather. But I think the biggest, the biggest change is the level of tennis. Even though I was coaching at the Division I level, which everyone would assume happens to be just better, it really was not the case. The level of the ability level of our student athletes at Armstrong is significantly higher than many of the Division I programs. So there was an increase in ability level, and then just the match scoring format and. There's the different scoring from Division I level to Division II, and that was the other challenge. But and also playing outdoors year-round is really great. Before, we were practicing about 75, or practicing and playing about 75% of our season indoors back in Ohio. And here, we haven't been indoor once. We've been able to practice outside every day. So those are the big changes, and all for the good, I believe.
Well, I mean, you can do anything around here outside year-round. I mean, we do go through a little wet weather, a little chilly weather, but it's great to be outdoors. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to the Armstrong State University new head tennis coach, Sean McCaffrey. And, okay, so now you come down to Savannah. You're out there every day practicing. You're off to an unbelievable start with the ladies and the men's. Tell us about playing the Peach Belt Conference, which is one of the toughest or most highly rated Division II conferences in the United States.
Yeah, there's, I think there's, it's really nice. It's been good because there's every single day that you're playing a match, particularly on the men's side. No matter who you play against, you've got to show up every single day. Each of the teams is very strong, all well coached, and you can't take a nap at all on any given day. The women's side, we've been lucky enough. They've been really dominant. I guess I didn't expect them to be as strong, especially since we're starting, I think, four or five freshmen that just came in. So it's but the conference is strong across the board. There's today, as a matter of fact, we have a really big match coming up with Columbus State, both on the men's and women's side. I believe. On the women's side, they're undefeated in the conference. I think they're 7-0 in conference today, coming in. And then on the men's side, they're a team that beat Armstrong State last year. So, we're just looking to, each step, take one step at a time. We're looking to win the match of that day. Of course, in the future, we're looking to win the Peach Belt Conference, but then we're looking to win the NCAA Regional. And, of course, I think we all have our eyes on getting to that national championship. And making some noise.
Well, I think you guys are making a lot of noise. I'm Carl DeMasi. Once again, you listen to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Joining me on the Boost Mobile hotline, remember, get Boost Mobile, be heard, is the head coach at Armstrong State University's tennis program, Sean McCaffrey. All right, let's get a little away from the athletics, okay? We got to wrap this up right here. How do you like living in Savannah?
Oh, I love it. Not only do I really, really love my team, they've been great, and the administration and President Blyken and Carl Blyken and the folks over, you know, just the administration at Lisa Sweeney and Jennifer Rushton over at Armstrong, they've been fantastic. They've been very welcoming. But living here is fantastic. My wife and my daughters will be moving down here pretty soon, and you know, the weather's great. The folks around the area, the tennis community itself, it's very strong. It's vibrant. And then just the, you know, the athletic staff, everyone's been welcoming. It's just been a great 8 or 9 months that, you know, since I've arrived, and it's just been amazing. I love it.
Well, Sean, Savannah's glad you could be here. Like I said, I'm in New York. I've been here 20 years. I'm never going back. So I hope you feel the same way, and keep up the great work, and good luck today at 2 o'clock at Armstrong. You got the women's tennis team taking on Columbus State as well as the men. Great job. Keep up the good work, and I'll have you back on again. And once again, keep them swinging the right way.
Thank you so much, Carl. I appreciate it.
And that's Sean McCaffrey, the head coach, the new head coach at Armstrong State University. Once again, the women's program, Armstrong State University's women's program, is ranked number one. The men's team is ranked number four. Great job. The program doesn't miss a beat, and Sean McCaffrey is very excited about being here in Savannah, Georgia. Next up, we're going to talk a little charity golf, and that's the Coach's Corners Caddyshack Golf Tournament, the second annual, with the coordinator, the owner of Coach's Corner, and a man giving back to our community, John Henderson. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics. Same great place, just a new name. It used to be Southeast Orthopedic Center, and now it's Optum Orthopedics. And remember, it's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. Great day to be outside. A little chilly right now. It's up to about 44 degrees, and when I got out of the house, it was 39, so I can't complain. I'm used to this weather. I still love the hot weather, but once in a while, it feels good every now and then. But the original date for this next event was scheduled for February 18th. A little rain, a little showers brought down the event, so now it's going to kick off Monday. And I'd like to say there's open spots, but there's not. Yeah. When I talked to this man back in February, you know, we wanted to promote it, get everybody involved in it, but I'm telling you right now, the second annual Coach's Corners Caddyshack Golf Tournament is now closed. There's over 30 teams, and remember, since 1991, bringing you food, sports, and fun is Coach's Corner. And waiting on the ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile hotline, or Boost Mobile Be Heard, is the man himself, Coach's Corner himself, with the family, John Henderson. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Carl. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's Saturday morning. I'm talking local sports. Had a great night last night at Coach's Corner, watching a couple of basketball games. Always got some good wings, and, you know, I can eat a lot of them. So, but anyway, I mean, when we talked back in February, the second annual Coach's Corner Caddyshack, you didn't have many teams, but you gave it another month. God rained on Savannah, Georgia, and you got a full house now.
That's right, Carl. It's a great thing that March dates are better than February dates, I think, and everybody's excited about it. And Monday we're going to tee off at 10 o'clock at the Wilmington Island Club and have a great day. And it looks like the weather's going to be good for us, and the food and spirits will be great, and hopefully the golf will be great, too.
Well, like I said, you've been in business since 1991, and it is the best sports bar here in Savannah, Georgia, and everybody knows about it. You made a couple of, you know, changes to the place, but it's still in the same spot. But what's so good about this, John, once again, I'm Carl DeMasi, Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to John Henderson, the owner of Coach's Corner, but he's the coordinator of the second annual Caddyshack Golf Tournament. But it's not going back to Coach's Corner. It's going to senior citizens. It's going to Lindsley's Place. It's going to the Coastal Georgia Boy Scouts of America, YMCA. It's great to give back, and you're giving back to the community. John, I commend you on that.
That's right, Carl. You know, we do that a lot, and you know, this is why we created this golf tournament, because so many people come and ask us for support, and you know, just come, instead of coming out of pocket, we raise the money for these things and these events or these charities, and it helps out. You know, the community needs things like this, and we're glad to help them. You know, and that's what we're here for.
I mean, just a big turnout, over 30 teams. So you also got a lot of fun things. I mean, you got mulligans, you got everything else going on. Tell us about what the special part of playing this golf tournament is.
Well, you know, it's not your normal golf tournament. I'll give you that. Okay? If you're out to win, you're in the wrong golf tournament. And it's about having fun. And that's one of the things we call it a Caddyshack for, because, you know, Caddyshack, you can think about fun. And that's what we're going to do. And it's a great thing. And we got great sponsors out there, you know, with Budweiser, Corona, and Firefly. All the different distributors have come in and helped me out, and we got a great prize list, and we encourage people to come out and just watch if they want to. If they can't play now, but you can come out and watch and have a good time. Check it out.
And afterwards, you got a big party going on. You got a barbecue dinner with the award ceremony, so it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Can anybody come to the award ceremony?
Oh yeah, we encourage anybody to come out and check it out. I mean, we're you know, it's going to be something for everybody to come out and see. And it'd be a lot of fun, so check it out.
Now, as far as the charities that you give to, any special reason why you choose these charities?
Well, of course, you know, Senior Citizens has a spot in my heart. My dad, you know, before he passed, worked for them for 20 years and helped create Senior Citizens as it is. And that's one of my special points there. And Lindsay's Place is, you know, of course, a friend of ours that has that. And just all the different groups that we do this for, you know, special to our hearts, and that's why we, you know, do it for them.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm Carl DeMasi, and this is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to John Henderson, the owner of Coach's Corner, but he's also the coordinator of the second annual Coach's Corner Caddyshack Golf Tournament. And with the name Caddyshack, John, you got a lot of gophers out there, or a lot of golfers, you think?
We have some really good golfers out there, but I think it's going to be a lot of you know, just more fun than it is golf. So we'll see.
Well, you know, we're going to turn the hat here around here. Don't forget, it's Monday. It's shotgun start at 10 o'clock. I do apologize if you are listening. There are no more spots. There are 30 teams already registered, and Wilmington Island Golf Club can only hold that many people. But once again, you can come back for the barbecue dinner and award ceremony. But let's turn the hat, man. You're the sportsman now. We're down to the final eight. What's your predictions there, buddy?
Who can bet against Kentucky? Nobody. No. Kentucky is my number one pick now, and has been since the beginning. And then, of course, Duke has a spot in my heart. So I'm hoping it's going to be, you know, somewhere in that range, Kentucky and Duke.
Come on. You don't have a little Irish in you? You're from Savannah, Georgia?
You know, if Duke doesn't make it, Irish would be nice. But, you know, Irish on the other side of the bracket. That's going to be tough to do, you know.
Well, what about the first game kicking off tonight? You got number two Arizona taking on number one Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin looks pretty tough. You know, they're a good team, and they have that, I can't remember his name, the number 44 guy. How do you say it? What's his name?
Kaminsky,
yeah.
That's a nice Polish kid. What do you mean?
Polish, yeah, right. Good Polish kid. Yeah, but, you know, I like Wisconsin there. You know, that's probably a tough one to beat, too.
And you already told us you like Kentucky tomorrow afternoon at 2:20. I mean, and Tom Izzo, what can you say? Taking on Rick Pitino, my Italian buddy here. What do you got on that one?
Oh, you know, the Kentucky team's too tough to beat. You know, that's just tough. And if anybody can beat them, it's going to be they'll be the winner. So, you know, that's all you can say. You know?
That's all you can say. And we know you're rooting for Duke in the nightcap tomorrow at 5:05. Well, John, keep up the work. Great work, and it's always something special when you can give back to the community that's been – well, you are part of the community. You are Savannah-born. You're a Red Raider deep down inside, but once again, good job, and I appreciate you and all you do for our local sports and our local community charities.
Carl, thank you for what you do for our community, too. I appreciate everything you do.
John, have a good one.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
And that's John Henderson, the coordinator, the owner of Coach's Corner. He's the coordinator of the second annual Caddyshack Golf Tournament. Like he said, with name Caddyshack, you know, there's going to be a lot of fun out there. And like I said, we talked about this in February when John had put this together. There wasn't that many teams, but now they're sold out. Every spot is taken, 30 teams. It's Monday. It starts at 10 o'clock at the Wilmington Island Golf Club. And you can go back, I guess, to Coach's Corner. And the award ceremony with a barbecue dinner and the award ceremony should be a lot of fun. Next up, we're going to remember a man who gave a lot to the young ladies over at St. Vincent's Academy. Former assistant coach John Bach, who passed away recently from pancreatic cancer, only 50 years old. And we're going to remember him with, of course, and I got to send out a big congratulations to this lady. She was voted the athletic director of Region 2A, St. Vincent's athletic director, good friend, volleyball coach, basketball coach, softball coach. She'll coach anything you want her to coach, and that's Dawn Odom. Remembering John Bach. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Once again, welcome back. And it's all presented to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. Well, it's getting a little warmer outside. It's up to like 44 degrees and just a great day. Sunny, the sun shining, whatever you may be doing today, get out there and enjoy it. And during a week or the last week and a half, we lost someone special, and I've met this man. I met him over and over again. My daughter was involved in club volleyball. He was involved big time in club volleyball, and he was a big part of the St. Vincent's Academy, and that's, of course, John Bach, the volleyball coach over at St. Vincent's Academy. He passed away too soon at the age of 50 of pancreatic cancer. Just gave so much to that program over there. I was part of their state championship volleyball team, and I know the man, but this lady knows more about him. First, I got to tell you, she was also selected as the Region 2AA 2A athletic director of the year. She does a great job over there at St. Vincent's, and there's a big ceremony going on over at St. Vincent's Day, a little remembrance of John Bach. So she's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah and Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, Boost Mobile, be heard. It's a good friend of mine, Dawn Odom. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Dawn, with that big smile on your face, always having a lot of fun. And once again, you guys are giving back to somebody that was special to that school, special to that program, and just too early to pass away at the age of 50, and that's John Bach.
He was very special to our program. He brought us we're a state champion because of him, and he brought us up from the next, up to the next level, and we'll always be grateful for that and what he did for our program and for our school.
I mean, he moved here in 1997, his wife and his daughters. He started volunteering as an assistant coach, then worked with the team from 1998 to 2011. In 2003, he was instrumental in leading the Saints to the state 5A state title. Just gave so much. And, once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm talking to Dawn Odom. So tell us, Dawn, what did he mean to the girls? I mean, he had two daughters, but he meant so much to so many other girls like they were his daughters.
He treated everybody like his daughter, and he was a great role model for them. He had a true passion for the sport, and he gave that to them. He helped them develop their own passion for the sport. He's the reason some of our players are still playing in college right now. Emily Roachford is playing at Mercer for Sand, and Katie Butler's playing at Converse. And so it's he's instrumental in that, and he's taught those girls life lessons that they'll take with them for the rest of their life.
Now, once again, his family had a private ceremony, but St. Vincent's will celebrate the life of John Bach today at 3:30. Anybody can be there. It's at the gymnasium right there at St. Vincent's Academy. So, once again, I'm talking to Dawn Odom, the athletic director, coach, everything, teacher at St. Vincent's. Tell us what the people need to know about today, and if they want to show up and pay a little respect or honor this this man who did just a great job over there at St. Vincent's Academy, John Bach.
We're trying to do it, John style, as I would say it. He would want it in the gym. We want everybody to feel welcome to come. If he had any kind of impact on your life or it touched you in any way, we want you to be there to share with us his life, his celebration of life. And, it's going to be very casual. We've got a video, a photo slideshow, and then we're going to, let people come up and share their stories, because John loved to laugh and he loved life, and that's how we want to remember him.
Well, you know, it's such you know, it's such a sad story. So quickly, 6 months, but once again, he gave back. He gave to so many of the kids here in Savannah, Georgia. And I don't know what else to say, but it's a great thing that you guys are doing over there, honoring him. And once again, if they want to come, 3:30, the doors open, and the ceremony starts at 3:30.
We'll open the doors at 3, and the ceremony will start at 3:30.
That's right there in the school gymnasium, and that's, I always get this, on Liberty, right?
It's on 311 Lincoln Street. It's on the corner of Lincoln and Harris.
So it's one block south.
Yes.
And make sure you go around the block, because you can't go one way down that one-way street.
Right.
So, but turn the other hat. Dawn, congratulations. Region Athletic Director of the Year, and the girls' programs are doing great over there. I mean, you just clinched the region soccer title, right?
Our sixth in a row, exactly.
Six.
I'm very pleased with them. I'm very pleased with all the sports.
Six in a row.
They're working hard. Six in a row.
And, you know, like I said to Coach McCaffrey from Armstrong State, you know, I don't talk about the tennis program every day, but we don't talk about rivalry. How'd you girls wind up? If you know anything about rivalry, we do have a Georgia High School State sport called rivalry, and St. Vincent's is always one of the leading teams in the rivalry competition, and they're all girls. So how'd the girls make out?
The girls, unfortunately, lost to Woodward Academy. They shot above their team average, so we're pleased with that. We had one senior on the team this year. They've also won their sixth straight city championship. And, we're losing Mary Harvey, our one senior, but we're returning a lot of sophomores and freshmen and juniors that are very competitive in rifle.
So it's not just volleyball, basketball, softball, but they're successful in rifle, successful in track. You got Taylor DeLoach that I heard is getting a lot of interest, right?
Yeah, she's got a lot of interest. She's thinking of the way of Georgia, University of Florida. She's going to have a big decision to make pretty soon.
I know right now she has the long jump record for the state, or in your classification at 19 feet 6 inches.
In our classification, right.
Right, but she's only 1 inch off the state. So, you know, no matter what classification, she's one of the top long jumpers here in the state. Well, once again, Dawn, great job. That's today, 3:30 at the St. Vincent's Gym. They'll be honoring John Bach, former assistant coach, great guy. Gave a lot to St. Vincent's family. And Dawn, keep up the great work. And anytime you got anything you want to tell me, you want to tell Savannah, let me know.
All right, thanks so much, Carl.
Once again, Dawn Odom, athletic director over at St. Vincent's Academy. They will be honoring the St. Vincent's assistant volleyball coach. I got it on my website as head coach. He was never head coach. He was assistant coach. I do apologize. They will celebrate the life of former assistant volleyball coach John Bach at 3:30. Doors open at 3 o'clock. Remember, it's one block south of Liberty and Harris. You got to go around the block to get to the gym. Once again, just too soon. Died of pancreatic cancer, a six-month battle. And cancer touches our lives, and we had Tim Adams here. Remember, Tim Adams has put together a coach's cause for curing cancer, big football clinic, May 15th, May 16th. But there's a banquet Saturday night. Adrian Peterson's coming in. He just lost his son, too. A six-year-old son to brain tumor. So cancer touches a lot of us, and the people that die have left their leave their mark on us, and we'll never forget them. So once again, great job over there at St. Vincent's. 3 o'clock, the gym will open. 3:30, the remembrance, the ceremony for John Bach will take place. So we got roughly about 3 minutes to go here, and I really got to thank the guest in the first hour. Of course, the new head coach for the Armstrong State University tennis program, men's and women's. The girls are ranked. The women are ranked number one. The men are ranked number four in Division II. They got a big game today, big match today against Columbus State at Armstrong State, and that's Sean McCaffrey. I got to thank John Henderson from Coach's Corner. I mean, he does own Coach's Corner, in my opinion, best sports bar here in Savannah, Georgia, but they're giving back with the second annual Caddyshack golf tournament. All proceeds support local charities. It'll go to Senior Citizens Inc., Lindsay's Place, the Boy Scouts of America, YMCA of Coastal Georgia, and more. So come out for a great day. They'll have the banquet there, the barbecue banquet and ceremonies at Coach's Corner afterwards. So I got to thank, and of course, Dawn Odom, Region 2A Athletic Director of the Year, but also telling us about the ceremony today at 3:30, remembering St. Vincent's Academy coach John Bach. So very exciting time here in Savannah, Georgia. And let's go to the other shoe. Let's go to March Madness. Can anybody beat the Kentucky Wildcats? Going to be pretty interesting. I do like Notre Dame if they can hit their three-point shots, but it's going to be very tough. What Kentucky did to West Virginia the other night was awesome. What can I say? Notre Dame's going to have a tall task. But the first game today is Arizona taking on Wisconsin. Okay, that's the West Regional Final, 1-2. Wisconsin number one, Arizona number two. It's going to be a close game. Starts at 6 o'clock. I like both teams. But I could see Wisconsin pulling this one out. And then in the nightcap at 8:45 on TBS will be Kentucky, number one, taking on number three, Notre Dame. My heart's with Notre Dame. And, I'm a big Notre Dame fan, and I watched them when they defeated UCLA. UCLA had won 88 straight games back there with Digger Phelps and John Shumate and Kelly Trepuker. And I'm going to be rooting for Notre Dame, but I don't know how they're going to beat them. I really don't. Kentucky is just a machine. And then, of course, tomorrow at 2:20, you got number four Louisville taking on number seven Michigan State in the East Regional. Top two coaches that are very very good. They know how to win in the NCAA tournament. Patino and his Louisville Cardinals taking on Izzo and his Michigan State Spartans. I'm going to go towards Michigan State. I just think Michigan State has been playing better. And at night, got to go with Mr. K. I think Duke just got a little more experience, but Gonzaga was pretty impressive, so it's going to be a tough one, but I'm going to go with Duke in the nightcap. And once again, I know people are saying this. I'm going to say it quick. You know, they've been saying, can Kentucky go undefeated, and this is where they start getting nervous. You have to be undefeated in the NCAA tournament to win the whole thing. So forget about the 34 wins they got in regular season. They got to win six. Okay? They got to win six to win the whole thing. So they got three more to go. And I think Kentucky can do it. So once again, it's going to be an exciting time. NCAA March Madness. We'll be back for hour number two, roughly about 10:03. So make sure you stay tuned. I'll be talking to our Weathersen Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Aaron Osborne from Savannah Christian, and where are they now? Taylor Bayham from Islands High School. You're listening to the Call of the Monster Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. We're here every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, and it's always a lot of fun. Hour number one's in the book. Game one is over. We're getting ready for game two. So stay tuned. The Call of the Monster Sports Report brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Savannah, and welcome to hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG, and it's all presented to you by Optum Orthopedics. And remember, my guest who joined me on the hotline, that's the ESPN Radio hotline, is now sponsored by Boost Mobile. Remember, Boost Mobile. Get Boost Mobile and be heard. Well, it's a beautiful day outside. Trying to figure out if it's gone up any in degrees since I got here. I left the house. It was 39 degrees. Let me update my little weather report. It's up to 47 degrees. It's going to be a high of 61. It's a beautiful day. It's sunny out. What more do you want? Get out there and do something. Get out there and play some sports. We got the inaugural Publix Savannah 5K half marathon, women's half marathon today in Savannah, Georgia. Over 2,000 participants. So watch where you're going downtown. I know Victory Drive is going to be cut off right at Truman to B Road. That's right before Grayson Stadium till about 10:30. So make sure you make arrangements to get around there. And once again, it's a great day to talk local sports here in Savannah, Georgia. I'm here every Saturday morning from 9 until 11. We're in game number two, hour number two. And the lineup is a big one like it always is. We'll have our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Savannah Christian Prep. soccer player junior. Aaron Osborne will be on roughly about 10:17. And I'm going to throw a little new segment in there because I found this really interesting, just surfing the net and being notified by parents. It's just a lot of fun. Where are they now? Former Islands High School athlete Taylor Baham, three sports star, finalist for the Hollis Stacey Award because she played volleyball, basketball, and track. And she's making her name for herself at Johnson University in Tennessee. She was just voted second team All-American for the National Christian College Athletic Association basketball conference. So once again, great job by Taylor Baham. And then in closing, we'll talk a little bit about March Madness with my buddy, my Italian paisan, P.J. Zucco. We'll get his input on the final eight starting today at 6 o'clock. Scoreboard time, Atlanta Hawks. Hey, I'm here. I got my Atlanta Hawks. I'm representing the ATL. You got to love it. The road to the NBA final will go through with the Atlanta Hawks this year because they assured themselves of the best record in the Eastern Conference with a big win last night against the Miami Heat, 99-86. I know Miami Heat isn't the same. They don't have LeBron James, but still, they went wire to wire in the victory. They clinched number one. You got to love it. It's the first time since the 1993-94 season that the Hawks clinched the first place spot in regular season. The Braves were still in spring training. They got about a week to go. They're 11-13 in the Grapefruit League down there in the Florida, the beautiful FLA Florida. They beat Boston yesterday 4-2 in a short game due to rain, seven innings. In college's baseball, got to love them. They're ranked number 9 now. Armstrong State University, they won last night 2-1 against the other top team in the Peach Belt Conference, the North Georgia Nighthawks. And, they'll play today. They got a doublehead today. My man Pete Nagel toes the rubber at 1 o'clock. I've been following Pete Nagel. I think he's got like 60 strikeouts in like 30 innings. So Pete Nagel having an unbelievable year over there for the Armstrong State Pirates. They'll match up today starting at 1 o'clock. The Pirates come in Peach Belt Conference with a record of 13-2. The Nighthawks, since they lost last night, come in at 12-4. The softball team is at Young Harris. They'll be playing a doubleheader today, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. That's up there in the north part of Georgia. Women's tennis is home. Men's tennis is home. Women's tennis ranked number 1 against Columbus State at 2 o'clock. Men's tennis ranked number 4. They'll also play at 2 o'clock. Once again, the Easter Bunny walking around here, hopping down the bunny trail. It's Easter week here in Savannah, Georgia, all over the United States. So she's dancing away. He's dancing away. I don't know what he is, but once again, we got the Easter Bunny here, and they got the Easter Bunny set up right in the middle of the court here. Remember, we're in the new ESPN Savannah studio right here in Savannah Mall. Softball for Savannah State is at Florida A&M. Baseball is at Bethune-Cookman. Women's tennis is home against Bethune-Cookman at 3 o'clock. SCAD, we got an equestrian meet going on over in Hardeeville at the Equestrian Center right here in beautiful, I guess you would say, South Carolina, right over the bridge. The equestrian team, one of the best here for the Savannah College of Art and Design. And the men's lacrosse team takes on Florida Atlantic right across the parking lot at 2 o'clock. High school sports, Richmond Hill, 9. This is girls soccer. I do apologize, ladies. Ladies always go first. Girls soccer, Richmond Hill 9, Effingham nothing. Nia Gordon scores 4 goals. Okay, and Richmond Hill is undefeated. They're 11-0. They're 6-0 in region play. The Lady Wildcats, always one of the best soccer programs here in the area. Savannah Country Day all over. Wheeler County 10-0. Emma Holtzclaw. Slow down, Coach. Holtzclaw scores 4 goals. Savannah Country Day now is 7-3. Savannah Arts Academy ranked 8th in the state in AAA. The Lady Panthers beat Dodge 11-1. Gracie Thompson scores 4 goals. Right now they're 7-0 in region. South Effingham beat Statesboro 1-0. The Lady Mustangs are 8-3. Overall 4-3 in region play. And the ladies of Islands High School go up to Sandy Creek. They lose 4-1 right now. Their record is 5-3 overall. On the boys' side, boys soccer, Islands travel to Sandy Creek. Tyler Lee scores 2 goals. Islands victorious. Their record now is 7-2-1. Richmond Hill goes to Effingham and beats Effingham in overtime. Great game. Effingham County is having a great season here, 11-2, 6-1 overall. But once again, the Wildcats beat Richmond, beat Effingham 4-3 in overtime. Baseball, Calvary all over Johnson County, 11-1. Bryson Smeltzer strikes out 6 and didn't allow an earned run in Calvary's win over Johnson County. Boys tennis, BC beats Jeff Devers 5-0. And boys lacrosse, the only lacrosse, high school lacrosse program right now here in Savannah. BC goes up to North Atlanta, beats them 6-4. They're ranked 8th in boys lacrosse. PGA, Brian Harman missed the cut at the Valero Texas Open. In the championship tour, Gene Sowers is tied for 4th at 4 under at the Mississippi Gulf Resort Classic. And I do apologize. I've been trying to pronounce this the right way. But Mark Silvers is tied for 63rd. He's already started today, and he's one under par. He birdied the first hole. He made the cut. It's at the Chitimacca Louisiana Open presented by Nature. Okay, and that's in Broussard, Louisiana. So, once again, that's our PGA information there. We got to go to – where's my ladies on the run information here? Sorry, girls on the run. I'll find it. Just hang it with me. I got all my papers all over the place. Here it is right here. Do not want to forget about this. Another big running event here in Savannah, Georgia, with over 2,000 participants in the inaugural, okay, the inaugural Public Savannah Women's Half Marathon. Okay, it's a half marathon of 5K. They expected over 2,300 participants, and most of them would be in the 5K race, which started at 7:30. It should be done, but we also have the half marathon, and remember, parts of Savannah will be closed. The biggest one is at Victory Drive and B Road. Victory Drive right before, right after Truman, and B Road right before Grayson Stadium. They're closed down. Savannah Police will be telling you where to go. So once again, watch out for that. Big event coming up Wednesday. Wednesday, April 1st. We're bringing it back after 3 years. The 2015 All-Star Game. That's the high school basketball All-Star Game at Savannah High School. Girls will play at 5:30, boys at 7:30. Got some great coaches. Dale Parker will be coaching the Pulaski Square team, her last coaching, high school coaching game ever. Great job, Dale Parker. Very lovely lady. Did a great job at Country Day. Won a state title. The girls roster for her team is Abigail Lewis from Calvary Day and Dawana Magwood from Calvary Day. Johnson High School's E.J. Odimwe, who's going to Oklahoma on a full ride. Marissa Mitchell, Alexis Thompson. From Islands, Ashlyn Zaragoza, Amari Robinson. Savannah Country Day, Amari Oliver. And New Hampstead, LaQuisha Curie, Martisha Brown, and Asia Henderson. The other team that will be taking on, the Beach Bulldogs. Head coach Olu Gordon coaching. They'll be taking on Jenkins High School, Tiana Gordon, Sierra Marion, Groves High School, Renisha Scott, Kizzy Pringle. Savannah High, Sabria Douse, Chapikna Lewis, Dejanay Outing. For Beach High School, Elon Spann, Jacqueline Anderson, Luciana Washington, and from Woodville Tompkins, Cusiana McKay. Some tongue twisters there, but I got them out there. And on the boys' side, at 7 o'clock, we'll have Bakari Bryant coaching the Chatham Square team, Jermaine Williams, and Bernilius Ross from Savannah High. From Beach, Darius Holland and Ahmad Rivers. From Jenkins High School, Malik Ben-Levy, Eric Johnson, Jamari Bryant, Nicholas Severado. And from Savannah Christian, Cam Redman and Nick Bateman. And on the Pulaski Square, coached by me and two friends, Aaron Clark and UTEP Gordon. Yes, I'll be coaching it. We'll have Calvary Day Schools, Robbie Jenkins, Johnson High Schools, Dushan Morris, Antoine Maxwell, Jashawn Carter. From New Hampstead, Dewan Gatson, Devontae Wright. From Groves, Jabari Davis, Tommy Hicks. From Islands, Ramon Gross and Brady Render. And from Windsor Forest, Malik King and Jamarco Kidd. So don't forget, we have the first. Well, it's not the first. It's been gone for 3 years. The Savannah High School Basketball All-Star Game at Savannah High. Girls 5:30, guys at 7 o'clock. Remember, this cannot be possible without my sponsor. They're 25 of the best trained, finest and best trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, all in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. The center is located at 210 Eastern End Avenue, right here in lovely Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optimhealth.com. Next up, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Christian. Junior soccer player, leading scorer in the area, Aaron Osborne. Once again, we'll be right back, and it's presented to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG. And remember, you can listen to us at ESPNCoastal.com on your laptop, on your iPad. You also can listen to us on your smartphones at the ESPN Radio app. Go download it. Go to Savannah Hilton Head. And, of course, on the TuneIn Radio app, TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio app, and go to WSEG Sports Talk Savannah.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. We're at the, I like to call it my highlight of the show because we get to bring in the kids, the good kids, someone who's done something special, and of course we're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. The skinny honest young man, well, he's leading the area in goals with 19, he's leading the area in assists with 10. I got to go back to last year, he was also an all-grade Savannah boys soccer team first team player. As only a sophomore, he scored 18 goals and had 11 assists. He's already passed that, so he's on his way to doing something special. He also was part of the Savannah Christian Red Raider soccer team that advanced to the Elite Eight of the Class A private state soccer tournament. And last year, I got the privilege, we did it right here on ESPN Radio with a good friend of mine, the soccer coach over at Islands High School, Dante Casagrande. We broadcasted the All-Star game from Optimus Field, and he just so happened to be the MVP of the junior team. I mean, unbelievable goal, and I can still picture it right now where he chipped it over the defender and the goalie for a goal, and then he scored another one, so he scored two goals for the green team, who won 5-1, and he's having an unbelievable year. Savannah Christian boys are off to a 9-0 start. Once again, 9-0 start. They're 2-0 region play, and I got to thank him a lot because he's also coming in the night after his prom. But once again, joining us in studio, this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Savannah Christian Prep soccer player junior, Aaron Osborne. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. How about you?
All right. So I hope you got enough sleep and got ready to come in here this morning.
Yeah.
Had a good time last night?
Yes, sir.
Not as good as soccer, though, right?
No,
your date might get mad at us if we say that. But anyway, I mean, I get to coach against him because he also is an outstanding basketball player, and he's one of the guards for the Savannah Christian Prep basketball team, and he's done a great job. But we're switching hats here, and he's now one of the top scorers, top players here in Savannah, Georgia. So when did you start kicking the ball around? When did you start playing soccer?
I was about 3 or 4, and when I was 4, I started playing 6 and under at the complex on Eisenhower, and ever since it just took off. So,
wow, been playing so back in the day, right?
Yeah,
back in the day, only 12 years ago. But anyway, what do you like so much about the sport? I mean. I'll be honest with you, I was never a big soccer fan until I got the chance to coach it, and I learned the game, and, you know, it's a lot of fun coaching, and all the triangles and all the – it's the same thing as, I think, coaching basketball, except you got 11-on-11. What do you like most about the game? Scoring, being, you know, the assist person, playing defense? What do you like most about the game?
You know, the scoring, the assisting, all that's great, but really I like the complexity of the game itself. A lot of people don't realize how difficult soccer is, like, to be successful, and that's by far my favorite part, the angles that you have to make, the tricky passes and stuff like that. It's just that's my favorite part about the game.
I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week portion, and this week's Athlete of the Week is junior soccer player from Savannah Christian, Aaron Osborne, leading scorer in the area. So people don't understand. You got to know where the open area is. You got to know when to run, where to go, and there's a lot to it that people don't realize. And it's so wide open that it even makes it more difficult to get where you got to go. And then you have to do it with just your feet. You can't use your hands like you do in basketball, right?
No doubt. Yeah.
No doubt. So, you know, what do you feel is your best skill? Like I said, you've already scored one more goal than last year. You won assist less than last year. What do you think is Aaron Osborne's best soccer skill?
I'd probably say, you know, I can finish pretty well.
Just like that chip shot last year.
That's right.
That was a great goal. I'm telling you right now, that was a great goal.
Appreciate
I wish
that.
I had a highlight on that.
You know, I usually do a pretty good job of executing, you know, one-on-one with the goalie. I also tend to understand the game pretty well, so I know – I usually try to see things that haven't happened yet and be 2 steps ahead of the game. So,
well, I mean, at your position right now, whether it's on the basketball court or guard or at a, I guess you're a forward in soccer?
Yeah.
Or dad
school soccer, yeah.
Yeah, school soccer. Where do you stick when it's not school soccer?
Center mid.
Center mid, okay. So you got to know more than one position, I guess, which helps out during the game, doesn't it?
All over the place.
Okay, so I'm Carl DeMasi. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report with junior soccer player Aaron Osborne from Savannah Christian. So what is, you know, we hear about, you know, coming in today listening to ESPN and, you know, the golfers going away training and everybody being fit now. Tell us, what routine does Aaron Osborne used to be a better soccer player?
A lot of times it's just simply going to the field by yourself, whether it's kicking the ball around, juggling, stuff like that. Keep the foot skills, working on shooting. But you also got to have the determination to condition on your own.
Conditioning, stamina, run forever.
Yeah, you have to do that. And, you know, that's, you know, a lot of people say soccer is just a ton of running, and it is a lot of running. So if you...
But it's running if you have a purpose, which
yes.
I hear a lot of soccer coaches yelling, you got to have a purpose. You got to know what you're doing with the ball. So, and at a young age, or some of the high school kids don't know that yet.
Right, yeah. So it's you know, it's got to have a purpose, definitely. But, yeah, you got to have the self-discipline to condition on your own. So when you're there, you know, you're not getting tired, or, you know, you're on top of your game, so...
You know, I'm talking to Aaron Osborne, a junior soccer player from Savannah Christian. He's our athlete of the week. Now, we're talking about routine, what should make you better. But you also said high school versus out of high school. You also play a lot of soccer out of high school, too, which helps, too, right?
Right, yeah. I play club soccer for CESA, which is in Greenville, South Carolina. So,
Dad's putting a lot of miles on his car, eh?
Yeah, my car too. Yeah.
So you got to go out and play all year round, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
But you also enjoy playing basketball, which we'll get to that later on. Now, it's coming into the season, okay? You're, like I said, and I'm not trying to you know, make you feel embarrassed or anything, but you got 19 goals. You're the leading goal scorer on the guy's side. You got 10 assists. What was your personal goal coming into the season? Scoring a lot of goals? I mean, for you personally, what was your goal?
Personally, it would be great to get Player of the Year. But honestly, soccer has made me realize how important, like, the, you know, it, for it being a team sport.
Your teammates help out a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I make them better. They make me better. It all works out. So personally, I'd love to get Player of the Year, but I also take a lot of pride in how many assists I get. That's important to me. So the goal scoring is awesome, but I like to keep my assist count up there too. So.
Yeah, you're probably every soccer coach's dream right there, not being selfish. And I've seen a lot of soccer over the years, and there are some soccer players who are selfish. And once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. Thank you for listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I'm talking to Aaron Osborne from Savannah Christian, soccer player. Now, you know, what about the team? I mean, you guys are off to a great start. You're 9-0. You rank second in Class A private schools. Tell us about the team goal.
Team goal is always to win a state championship, no doubt. I know it's been a while since Savannah Christian has accomplished that, but myself and the rest of my teammates, I think we all believe that we can play with anybody in the state. So any given day, we can go out there, you know, road to the playoffs. Hopefully we can win a state championship. So.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest team goal. And like you said, you like making an assist on a goal just like you do scoring. So, you know, tell us who else on the team is having a good season. Send out some love to your teammates.
All right. I got to be honest. It's like
everybody.
I said earlier, a team effort. Our goalie, Logan Tovar, made incredible saves all year. He saves us all the time. Some guy's got a one-on-one, and I'm up on the other end of the field, and I'm looking, and I'm assuming he's going to save it. So that's always nice to have. My back line, Connor Rickman, Spencer Berry, and Jonathan Gallup, we only played three in the back, but they're as solid as anything. They stop almost anything. Nothing really gets by them. Seth Bruno, who sits right in front of them in holding mid, he – barely played soccer at all growing up, and he's our starting holding midfielder, and he's doing a tremendous job. Cole Fox and Tristan Humans playing in the midfield as well, attacking. Cole's only a freshman. I think he's got 10 or 11 goals already.
Wow.
Yeah, tremendous player. He helps me. I help him a lot, so that's great. We got our wings. Jacob Tarr, who just started playing soccer this year, he's already a dangerous winger. That's nice to have. Noah Newell, freshman, stepping in, starting a lot. He's doing well. And Isaac Ortiz, who plays up top with me as well, he's doing a great job. And I can't forget Kevin Patrick. He plays in the midfield. We grew up playing soccer together. He makes me look good.
I'm going to say great job, because I don't know how you remembered all these guys' names. And I would have just said, yeah, the whole team's having a great time. But great job. That's Aaron Osborne. He's our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. We're not going to get to all of these questions. So before we get through with this, play any sport, other sports?
Basketball, yeah.
So, and I know the coach is sitting behind us, but which one do you like the most?
I got to go with soccer.
Got to go with soccer.
There have been times I thought, you know, maybe I like basketball better. But in the end, just soccer's.
All right. Well, you know, you've done a great job. Your team's having a great year. And I'm going to give us a plug about your coach and how much, you know, your family has also contributed to your soccer success.
Yeah, it's funny. My dad's actually the head coach for our school. So that's been an interesting experience, no doubt.
A little harder on you?
A little bit, but he's, you know, everything's going relatively smooth.
That's good.
Yeah, and he knows the game. We know the game. It's a pretty smooth transition.
All right, well, this is the last one. So you've been at Savannah Christian now for over 3 years, for about 3 years. I know high school. I don't know if you were there during middle school.
Since kindergarten.
A 13-year here, a lifer. What has been the experience being at Savannah Christian? What's so special about being Savannah Christian besides the success in basketball and soccer?
It's a really good atmosphere. You're surrounded by good people. The teachers care about you. The administration, all of that. It's just been, I know I'm in a good place, no doubt. One of the best schools in Savannah by far. So it also prepares all of us for college and after college. So it's been great.
Well, you're only junior, and I know I got here. I want to know what you want to do in the future and all that other stuff. But we'll have you back on next year. But once again, we're in time a time slot here. So Aaron Osborne, my guest on the Call of the Massey Sports Board. Aaron Osborne is the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for March 28th from Savannah Christian Soccer. If you don't know it, they're 9-0. They're ranked second in the state. He's the leading scorer. Great kid, great family, and once again, keep the great work. And this is from Dr. Bart Weatherington because you deserved it.
Thank you.
And that's Aaron Robinson. Why do I say Robinson all the time? Aaron Osborne. I don't know why I got Robinson on my brain here, but Aaron Osborne. Dave, if you're listening, I do apologize. That's your grandson. I know. I love you, Dave. That's who gave me my first start coaching football at Groves. But once again, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room, if you can. While at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, one in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, right between Habersham and Waters, right by the State Farm sign, and in Pula, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington, great guy, great fan, great coach at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we're going to talk to an athlete, and this is a new segment. Where are they now? Taylor Bayham from Islands High School just received second team all honors in the National Christian College Athletic Association basketball, women's basketball league. Great job. Once again, this is all brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optimal Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG. Got to thank Mr. Aaron Osborne, not Robinson, Osborne. Dave Osborne, good friend of mine, used to be the principal at Groves High School, gave me my shot coaching football there, and great family, great kids. Got to coach his cousin, Ashlyn Zaragoza, prolific soccer player, one of the best in the area. Once again, and especially coming in the night after your prom. So once again, Aaron Osborne, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Christian Soccer. Once again, this is a new segment I'm going to start because, you know, you like to see where the kids have gone. And there have been a lot of kids that have been part of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report winning the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, which has been with me since day one. And I got to thank Dr. Weatherington for that. And, of course, this girl won it twice, once from Calvary and then her last one from Islands High School. Super kid. And, you know, I got a text on, like I said, if you have an athlete of the week or somebody you want me to promote or talk about, and let's tell the area about this kid. I got a Facebook page. Carl DeMasi Facebook page. You can go to Carl DeMasi Sports Report Facebook page. You can go to Twitter at KD Sports Report. You can call me at 912-507-9158. But, you know, let's talk about those kids. And this young lady has always been a favorite of mine. I got a chance to teach and coach her at Islands High School. Got to watch her her whole high school career because good friends with my youngest son, Dom DeMasi. And just an unbelievable accomplishment. Taylor Baham was awarded NCAA All-American Second Team Basketball Honors from Johnson University. She's a former standout athlete at Islands High School. She played volleyball, basketball, track. She was a Hollis Stacey Award finalist. She was a Savannah Morning News All-Greatest Savannah First Team selection as a setter in volleyball and a third team selection as a forward in basketball. To me, she was first team. I don't know if she got ripped off on that, and especially in the region, too. But that's just my coach's opinion. At Johnson University this year, she averaged 13.4 points a game. She shot 50% from the floor. She shot 72% from the foul line. She grabbed 6.5 rebounds a game. She was the leading shot blocker in the conference for the Royals of Johnson University. And joining us now on the ESPN Savannah radio hotline. No, you're not in the hot seat there, Taylor, but it's also the Boost Mobile hotline now. And, it, you know, get Boost Mobile, be heard. Good girl, good friend of mine, Taylor Baham. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Mr. DeMasi.
Mr. DeMasi. You're not coach, but Mr. Okay, I'll take that.
He's right now.
I know. You're now that you're an adult, you can call me coach, you can call me Carl, you call me Mr. DeMasi. Come on.
I like coach.
You like coach, yeah? So, but anyway, congratulations. Great award. And like it says here in the little blurb that they, the press release they put out, you were one of the top 15 players in the National Christian College Athletic Association women's basketball. Great job. Tell us, were you excited? Did you expect this?
I actually didn't expect it at all. I was really, really surprised. But, I mean, of course I'm happy I got it. But I think it had a lot to do with I had a really good team, really good guards that could get me the ball as a post player. And so I wasn't really expecting it, but, I mean, I was really happy. I was really excited that I got it.
Well, you know, you're making us proud here in Savannah, Georgia, whether it's Calvary or Islands, whatever you want to say. But, I mean, just a great, great, great job overall. And then also, like you did in high school, you're also playing volleyball. Now, in college, it's got to be a lot tougher going from volleyball to basketball, right, Taylor?
Yes, it's definitely very different, especially because they kind of overlap. So the last couple weeks of volleyball, I'm also in basketball practice. And you just don't realize, like, the different muscles you're using and the different form of play it is. So it's definitely different because they overlap, and they're both we both have practices so often with both of them.
Well, you know, every coach demands that you be there. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. My guest on the Boost Mobile hotline, get Boost Mobile, be heard, is a former standout athlete from Islands High School, Taylor Baham. She was just named the NCCAA All-American Second Team Basketball Player Team, one of the 15 best out of 350 young ladies. So tell me now, you know, Islands High School, Calvary, wherever you know, wherever we call home, you know, both schools claim you because you're such a, you know, I'm not trying to make you blush now. A great kid, a great family. Tell me, though, going from high school to college and playing two sports, how do you manage to get your athletics, well, your academics done while you're playing sports?
Well, it definitely takes some getting used to, that's for sure. So when you have, like, a practice, and sometimes when you have two, like, so you're in the gym for 4 hours, you have to make sure that, like, you get your work done before you get in there, or you have to, like, carve out time for it every day. And so once I got used to it, though, in volleyball and then during basketball season, after basketball ended, it was kind of weird because then I like, tend to put it off because I had extra time. And so now that I've gotten used to having practices and sometimes two a day, I actually prefer it because it makes me get it done. And then when I'm out of season, I don't have to get it done if I don't need to right away. And so it took a lot of adjustment, and it was kind of scary right when I got here, but now I kind of like it.
So I'm talking to Taylor Baham, the former Islands High School standout athlete, Savannah standout athlete. She's at Johnson University in Tennessee. I'm Carl DeMasi. This is Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and she just was awarded second team basketball for the National Christian College Athletic Association All-America Honors and former Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Now, we're talking, just say we got young ladies out there listening. What do they need to do to get to the level where you're at?
Well, in high school, I didn't take it as serious as I probably should have. And I think a lot of us fell victim to that, that we were like, oh, well, college is so out of reach. It's so we can't get there. But I think really if you just spend a couple minutes in the gym every day just getting your shot or finding just a little drill to do, and then looking for a college and making sure you're kind of like calling coaches and stuff like that. That is a reachable goal that a lot of us don't always think it is. So just to some of the younger girls, just make sure you're doing the little things every single day and then trying and reaching coaches, because it definitely is a goal that can be reached.
And how importantly is your academics?
Very, very important. They, especially with our coaches having all of our like academics. So as soon as you a grade slip or something, the coach is going to say something, because you have to have all your grades in and, to be able to play. You have to have a certain GPA to be able to play. So academics here is very important. And then in school, if you're in high school and you don't focus on your academics there, the college that you're looking to play basketball, you may not be able to get into because you didn't focus on them in high school.
Yeah, I know we've had this discussion many times when you were at Islands, that, you know, academics is always first. That's the first thing the coach wants to know. And then, of course, your character and where you stand as a person. And, of course, they know about your athletic ability, which, you know, you did a great job here when you were playing high school sports. And now, as far as Taylor Baham goes, you know, you're going to be finishing your sophomore year. You still got 2 years left of college. What does the future hold for Taylor Baham?
After college, I know I'm going to teach. I'm a teacher education major, and an English as a second language major. So I'd love to teach maybe overseas somewhere. But I still have 2 years, so I'm not sure. But the goal right now is to teach overseas in a different country.
Wow, to teach overseas, to leave the homeland, to go across the pond, as they would say in England. But once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to we are at the Where Are They Now section. We're talking to Taylor Baham, former student at Islands High School, plays volleyball and basketball at Johnson University in Tennessee. She was just named to the All-American second team basketball team. So overall, college experience, pros and cons. What do you love most about it?
Let's see. I love that we have more time. So I love that we have classes and then we don't have to go to class all day. And then, so we can have practice if we don't have class, like at that moment. We can have practice at 2, we can have practice in the morning, we have practice in the afternoon. So I love that it's different than it was in high school. But then, of course, being in Tennessee, I hate being 8 hours from home. So that's always not fun. And so then when you play sports also, you don't really get off weekends, because sometimes our away trips can be 16 hours away. So the most you get to go home is holidays or off, and sometimes you don't even get to go home then. So I think that's the hardest part of playing sports in college, is just being so far and not always being able to get to go home.
I can understand that. That's Taylor Baham, former Islands High School standout athlete, now playing at Johnson University. She's just named to the National Christian College Association All-American Second Basketball Team. Taylor, always a pleasure. You know, I am going to tell you this, say this publicly. I do miss you. You're a lot of fun. You've always been a lot of fun. Stop by, say hello, and you're making us proud here in SAV, and Mom and Dad and everybody that knows you. Keep up the great work, and you're going to make a great teacher. I know that.
Thank you.
So, once again, thanks for doing this on a Saturday morning. I know college life, you probably like to relax and hang out with friends, but keep the great work, and we'll hear from you within the next 2 years again.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Taylor. Always a pleasure. A lot of fun.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Taylor Baham, former Islands High School standout athlete. She three-sport athlete in high school, volleyball, basketball, track. Unbelievable year at Johnson University in Tennessee in the National Christian College Athletic Association. She was named to the All-American second team in Division II women's basketball. Great job, great kid, a great family, and big award. So if you have a kid that I need to let everybody know about that we haven't heard from in a while, that's on the college level or maybe in the pros, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. Once again, we'll wrap this up. We'll talk a little March Madness with PJ Zucco right after this. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, and it's all presented to you by Optimal Orthopedics, the doctor-led patient focus. Same great place, just a new name. Used to be the Southeastern Orthopedic Center. Now it's Optimal Orthopedics at 210 Eastern Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Well, you know, got to thank all my guests. Got to thank Taylor Bayham for coming on the last segment. Got to thank Aaron Osborne, the Athlete of the Week, the Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Christian. But got to talk a little March Madness. We got to do this quick. And once again, my paisan, my buddy down there in the Golden Isle, who loves sports as much as I do, and he's the host of High School First Look during the football season. He's joining us on ESPN Radio Savannah, Boost Mobile Hotline. Be heard. Get Boost Mobile. Be heard. PJ Zucco. What's up, big guy?
Hey, what's going on, Carl? Happy to be on talking with you and get ready for this huge Elite Eight left here in the Big Dance. Can't wait for it.
Well, I know you know you follow everything from matchbox race cars to high school sports, to college sports, and what a great way to end the weekend with the tonight's game starting at 6:05. We got the West Regional with Wisconsin taking on Arizona. I like the Badgers. How about you?
Oh, I do too, and I'm sticking to my picks that I made prior to the tournament, and I had them actually. Well, I have them beaten Arizona. I'm not going to give away my national championship or anything like that. But I do have them getting past Arizona. I think Wisconsin is just really impressive, not only with Frank Kaminsky. That's the name you hear so right. much because he is such a big part of their team, and his name is really fun to say. But all the guys next to him playing behind him on the bench are terrific as well. And the guy I'm really impressed with, and everyone is really impressed with, including LeBron James, who scrimmaged this guy during the offseason. And it's said that he held his own against LeBron James and that Sam Decker. This guy is just absolutely terrific as a forward. But anyone with Wisconsin can hit the three as well and take you off the dribble. I think he's very impressive. I think he's one of the – I mean – their whole team is a cog in this machine that is Wisconsin. And a lot of people like to say that their offense isn't very well. It isn't very good, of course, because they're in the Big Ten. Well, it's not that. It's just they know when to slow it down.
Right.
Like the Michigan State team that's gone so far. But I think he's going to be a key component to this team that makes an even deeper run in the tournament than they already have. I definitely have Wisconsin over Arizona tonight, even though Arizona, impressive team as well, with T.J. McConnell. Love watching him play basketball and the rest of the talented guys on that team. But I think Wisconsin will be past tonight.
That's a great game. Decker, McConnell, Kaminsky. Okay, quickly now. We went a little too long on that one, but Kentucky against the one my heart bleeds for, Notre Dame, but that's probably going to be not even close.
Well, I think it'll be closer than you think, but I do think Kentucky, you know, stretches it out.
Right.
The problem with Notre Dame is they were able to get past Wichita State with those three-point shooting, and because they were bigger inside, but they don't have enough big bodies,
nope.
I think, to compete down low. Their three-point shooting can keep them in the game, and I'll tell you what, number 24, Pat Connaughton.
Right.
A lot of people like to talk about Jerry and Grant, but Pat Connaughton is an amazing player.
Oh, definitely.
Love watching him play basketball. And I think they're going to give Kentucky a run this evening, but I think their season falls short tonight, and I think Kentucky moves on probably by stretching it out to about 10 by the end of the game. But I think it's going
to
be close.
I'd love to see an Irish upset. My Irish eyes will be smiling, but there's no Irish in me, but I'm Irish when it comes to Notre Dame. All right, quickly, Sunday's games. We got Louisville, Michigan State, two top coaches, Patino against Izzo. Great game, quickly.
I think Louisville's been pulling it out a little bit. The last couple games, they almost got upset in the first round. And then last night, NC State almost got them. They were able to pull that one out at the end of the game. I think Tom Izzo in March, the Izzo of March, as I heard a couple people calling it. But, yeah, I think Tom Izzo leads the Spartans. This terrific team that's getting hot at the right time to a win.
All right, and of course, quickly, Louisville has no bench, but that's another sport. That's why I think Michigan State will beat them. Duke Gonzaga. Gonzaga, I think, is the Cinderella story again. But they always prove people wrong. They have a legitimate program. But I just think Duke is a little more seasoned for this one.
I hear you, and I think Duke has an extraordinary team this year, but this is one of my upsets. I think Gonzaga makes it to the Final Four. I think Gonzaga gets in there and is able to power past Duke, but I would not be surprised if Duke comes out, you know, guns blazing and whatnot, and is able to win this game. But I'm picking Gonzaga tonight.
Yeah, I always go with Duke, and I always lose, so maybe your little upset could be what's going to happen tonight. But, P.J., always a great job, always a lot of fun. P.J. Zucco, the host of High School First Look up here in Savannah, Georgia, during the football season. Great job, and we got 30 minutes to wrap this up. Keep up the good work, buddy.
I appreciate it.
30 seconds. Once again, P.J. Zucco. I got about 20 seconds to wrap it up. Remember, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. It's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Whatever you may be doing today, always, always have a great day. And until next week, I'll see you.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.